Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Tice.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday for the period from July 29th to August 4th. What did we see happening over the past week, and where, and what were the highlights?
Yeah, it was a pretty eventful week in Saskatchewan here this past week. So the southwest part of the province got quite a bit of rain, which was definitely welcomed by producers in that area, as it was pretty dry down there. And then the west central area also got a little bit of rain. But outside of that, the northern and eastern regions of the province were pretty dry, and producers in those areas are reporting that crops are developing pretty rapidly. So producers are hoping to get a good timely rain here within the next week to help help crops fill and get them off to harvest, I guess. And then a couple other things that happened were pasture conditions in the southwest have improved over the last couple weeks because of the rainfall that they've been receiving, and overall pasture conditions look good in the southern and west central regions, but kind of decline as you go north.
How is the moisture situation overall, and where, how has that kind of evolved over the past few weeks, and how has that been impacting yield potentials, and where?
All good questions. So currently topsoil moisture in the province, about 50% of soils have adequate topsoil moisture for crop development and crop growth, and then about the other half are either short or very short of topsoil moisture. So some of the areas that have good topsoil moisture, good for crop growth, would be the southwest, as they've gotten a lot of rain over the last couple of weeks. The southeast didn't get a lot of rain this week, but they still have good topsoil moisture as they've had pretty consistent rainfall, and same thing with the west central. But conditions continued to be very dry up in the northwest part of the province. Unfortunately, they've missed rains again this week for the most part, and our topsoil moistures are drying out because of it, and it's a similar situation in the northeast parts of the province as well. In terms of yield potential, it really depends on where you look. So in the southeast and west central parts of the province, they've had pretty consistent rainfall throughout the province, so crops generally look better in those areas, and crop development stages are at about normal stages for this time of year. But then outside of those areas, so in those northern, east central, and even the southwest areas, crop development there is pretty uneven. Like, there's some uneven staging, which again, that's just because of inconsistent or lack of moisture essentially.
How close are some of these crops to harvest, and where, and what are we looking at in terms of harvest getting rolling?
Yeah, so actually a few producers in the southwest actually have started harvesting this past week, and mainly that's just a few producers starting to combine their winter cereals, so like their winter wheat, their fall rye, as well as some of their early seeded pulse crops. So early seeded peas and lentils that have matured in the last week are starting to be taken off as well, and most of that is in the southwest part of the province. So I expect that with the dry conditions, that crops are going to continue to mature pretty rapidly, and that we could see harvest really kicking off in the province within the next couple of weeks. It just really depends on how much rainfall we get over the next next week or so.
What have we seen in terms of weather-related damage or damage from pests or diseases?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this past week, there wasn't really too much damage reported from diseases. There have been a few pockets of gopher and grasshopper damage in various parts of the province. But again, those are very localized damage reports and not widespread by any means. And the main source of crop damage in the province this week, again, not super widespread, but there have been some reports of damage just from the hot temperatures paired with the lack of rainfall that's really taking a toll on crops, especially in the northern parts of Saskatchewan, where they have been without rain for a few weeks now. So those are the main causes of crop damage. Nothing too widespread by any means, but just a few things that producers need to be aware of.
What will be happening over the next week or so?
It really depends. There's rain in the forecast for some areas, but some areas will likely remain dry. So crops will continue to develop, and many producers in Saskatchewan, most producers in Saskatchewan, I should say, haven't started harvesting, but it's still top of mind for them. They're continuing to service their combines and other harvesting equipment. They're hauling grain, they're cleaning bins, and making sure that they have adequate storage for the incoming crop.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Crop development is inconsistent in some places, but in other places it's fairly uniform. And producers are just patiently watching the crops and waiting for them to mature so they can get out in the field and get it off.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Tice Massage, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.